Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Fever of 1721, The Epidemic That Revolutionized Medicine and American Politics, by Stephen Koss, narrated by Bob Sauer. Introduction. 1721 might be the most important anonymous year in the evolution of both modern medicine and American liberty. During the worst smallpox epidemic in Boston's history, a lone physician conducted an experiment that saved hundreds of lives, launched a new medical discipline, and helped pave the way for the eradication of the world's most devastating disease. The procedure he employed, known as variolation or inoculation, would, over time, be modified and extended to fight against other fatal diseases, preventing the deaths of untold millions of persons. In 1721, though, it was considered primitive, barbaric, and tantamount to attempted murder. Town officials, the medical establishment, and many rank-and-file Bostonians opposed it. Some of those opponents seemed willing to do anything to stop it. But the smallpox epidemic wasn't the only fever gripping Boston that year. By 1721, the members of the elected Massachusetts Assembly were in the midst of an unprecedented political rebellion against the crown-appointed governor. Many officials in London were convinced that the Americans were in revolt and determined to wrest their independence from England. The convergence of the inoculation controversy and the political uprising yielded a remarkable byproduct, America's first independent newspaper. Never before had a successful paper dared publish without pledging its allegiance to the government. The New England Courant not only refused to solicit an official blessing, it went out of its way.